Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, July 11th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his apostles, 'No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave to become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?'" There is something deeply human within us that longs to be admired, affirmed, and understood. We want our goodness to be recognized. We want our intentions to be appreciated. We hope that if we love sincerely enough, serve generously enough, and speak kindly enough, surely the world will respond with gratitude and peace. Yet Jesus speaks today with startling realism. He does not romanticize discipleship. He does not promise applause. Instead, he says plainly, "If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?" In other words, if the world misunderstood me, it will misunderstand you too. The gospel is not pessimistic. It is profoundly liberating. Jesus frees us from the exhausting need to be universally accepted. The disciples' goal is not popularity. The goal is resemblance. "It is enough for the disciples that he become like his teacher," Jesus says. Enough. Not successful. Not celebrated. Not immune from criticism. Simply to become like Jesus. And what was Jesus like? He loved without calculation. He forgave while wounded. He spoke truth gently but fearlessly. He remained silent before mockery. He trusted the Father when abandoned. He carried light into places that preferred darkness. The contemplative heart begins here, not with striving to construct a perfect spiritual image, but with quiet surrender to the slow shaping work of Christ within us. Most transformation happens invisibly. A tree does not strain noisily to grow. Roots deepen in hidden darkness long before branches bear fruit. Likewise, grace often works underground in the soil. The patient endurance of misunderstanding, the hidden sacrifice, the unrecognized act of mercy, the prayer uttered through dryness. These are often the places where we become most like the Master. The saints understood this. They did not seek suffering for its own sake, but neither were they scandalized by it. They knew that love always leaves us vulnerable. To love as Christ loves means, essentially, to stand where Christ stood, exposed, misunderstood, and yet unwaveringly in clarity. There is a story told of a monk who lived in a remote desert monastery. A younger monk once asked him, "Father, how will I know if I am growing in holiness?" The monk smiled and replied, "When you no longer need everyone to think well of you in order to remain at peace." The younger monk was disappointed by the answer. He had expected something mystical, visions perhaps, or extraordinary prayer. But the old monk continued, "When Christ lived among men, some adored him and some crucified him, yet his heart remained anchored in the Father. Holiness is not learning how to avoid rejection. It is learning how to remain loving when rejection comes. This is the freedom of the gospel. Jesus does not ask us to harden ourselves. He asks us to deepen ourselves. There is a false spirituality that quietly seeks admiration under the disguise of virtue. We can want to be known as holy more than we desire holiness itself. But the true disciple gradually releases the need to manage appearances, becomes content simply to belong to Christ. This challenges everything. Then criticism does not destroy us. Praise does not intoxicate us. Misunderstanding does not define us. Success does not become our identity. Failure does not become our despair. We become anchored elsewhere. The contemplative life is, at its core, a hidden with Christ in God. Hidden roots, hidden prayer, hidden fidelity, and often hidden suffering. The world measures visibility. God measures love. Some of the holiest moments of your life may never be seen by anyone else. Temptation resisted quietly. The bitterness surrendered in prayer. The kindness offered when exhausted. Forgiveness given without acknowledgement. A lonely act of faith. These are moments when the disciple becomes like the teacher. And perhaps this gospel is especially important to us now, in an age addicted to approval. We are constantly invited to curate ourselves for acceptance. Jesus invites us into something far more beautiful, authenticity before the Father. You do not need to win every argument. To understand you, soul affirmation to remain faithful. You only need to stay near the Master. Because over time, proximity becomes resemblance. Those who pray with Christ begin to carry His peace. Those who forgive with Christ begin to reflect His mercy. Those who suffer with Christ begin to reveal His gentleness. The world may not always recognize this holiness. Sometimes it may even reject it. That does not diminish its beauty before God. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher. Enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were misunderstood, rejected, and falsely accused, yet you never ceased to love. Free us from the restless need for approval. Teach us to root our identity not in praise or success, but in belonging to you. When we are criticized, give us peace. When we are wounded, give us mercy. When we are misunderstood, give us patience. Shape our hearts quietly, deeply, and faithfully until your gentleness becomes visible within us. Desire not admiration, but resemblance to you, O God, for it is enough to become like the Master. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a passage from the Gospel that we shared at Mass and reflect on its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe.